Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everyday Attraction, where we make law of attraction real and scrumptious, and welcome to today's show. We wanted to talk today specifically about the vibration of appreciation. And that is a really specific type of vibrational knowing. It's an emotional knowing. It's also a thinking mode when you're thinking in the realm of appreciation. And the reason we want to do that today is because when we step into the power and the presence and the vibration of appreciation, we are seeing through the eyes of Source. We are seeing through the very eyes that create worlds because it is the energy of appreciation. It is the energy of knowing that all is truly, truly well that allows the manifest world to come in through what we call the glory, the knowing, the true whole self, the health and well-being that we seek. And so we love this energy called appreciation, and we're going to dive deeper into it today so that we can understand more explicitly how we know we're in the energy of appreciation, how we can act on it. And I call today's show specifically the art of appreciation because I do believe that you and I are artists of vibration. And I believe we're painting with our energy this picture that we call the manifest world, the street that you live on, the work that you go to, the family that you've created, all a part of your artistry. And so when we paint with the brush of appreciation, we move into a powerful, powerful way of manifesting that which we want, that which Source wants for us. And to help me migrate this world of vibration around appreciation, I've asked to be my guest on the show today, my friend and mentor, Reverend Julie Renee. Welcome, Reverend Julie Renee.
Thank you so much, Ray Zander, beautiful being of light that you are.
It's so happy wonderful. To be here. It's wonderful to have you on the show today. I want to do a little bit of introduction about who you are and then anything you want to fill in to help folks know who are maybe listening for the first time who you are and what you do in this wonderful metaphysical world we've created. Reverend Julie Renee is what I call a modern mystic. She is someone who is an intuitive. She is a reverend. She is a medium. She is really a powerful teacher. She understands this vibrational world of energy just about more than anyone else I know. And she is a teacher of it, and it's so exciting for me to play with her on our show so that we can glean from her some of her understanding of what goes on in the metaphysical world and how we can interact with it in a more powerful and succinct way. Her website, I want to make sure that you know it because I know you're going to want to find out more about her, is www.julierenee.com. And again, Julie, is there anything I missed out that you want to say about who you are?
Oh, well, that's wonderful. That says everything that needs to be said for the moment. I'm very grateful to be here and just feel really grateful to be on this beautiful planet Earth in this Garden of Eden. And I just want to remind everybody that every day you get to choose to live in the Garden of Eden. And if you're not choosing it, I just want to encourage you today to start with the morning out, just choosing to be in your Garden of Eden, your paradise.
I love that because it really sets up the premise that we want to talk about today, is that appreciation is a choice. Like so much of what we do in the world, we often get distracted by the world of effects and forget that we have to go back to our base and choose again if we're not getting that which we're wanting, and to choose a Garden of Eden, to choose that knowing that is existing for you is exactly the kind of empowerment I love to talk about on this show. And much like choosing that garden, choosing to be in a place of appreciation is really powerful because what I know from you and from our teachers, from Abraham, is that it is the energy that we've labeled appreciation that the very energies of the divine hang out. It's the coffee shop that they go to, you know.
It absolutely is. It is. And, you know, the reason that I start the show by reminding people to wake up and be in their Garden of Eden is that the Garden of Eden is the garden of love. It's the garden of unconditional love and joy and gratitude. It's a space where all is right in our world. And when we start that way, even when things seem to fall apart, even when things seem to be a bit chaotic, everything is in divine order working perfectly. And the vibration of gratitude, the vibration of love and appreciation will set things right even when there's something out of kilter. It'll just call back into the space rightness. And, you know, you get to stay in that joy, that happiness, that bliss. You don't need to follow the rabbit down the rabbit hole of confusion and chaos. You can just stay in the Garden of Eden. You can just stay there.
That, you know, that dexterity, and that's what I want to call it, it is a muscle where we decide to flip something because we're kind of going down, like you said, a rabbit hole that we don't want to go in, to really pull back our attention and have the dexterity and presence to choose again, to practice this sort of mantra of knowing that we really can live in appreciation for what we have, for that which is working, that we, if we focus again and again and again on how good it is, we almost then are able, and I know what this has been confirmed over and over again, the vortex pulls us in and then begins to think for us as us. So more things to appreciate come into our realm, more opportunities to be heartfelt and grateful. It's really where we want the law of attraction to work for us rather than against us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
absolutely. Whatever you're expanding, which I know you know so perfectly, whatever it is that you expand in your mind, your heart, your essence, your being, is what's expanding. I'm thinking about this little Leela that I've been working on this morning with learning how to use the mechanisms of technology. And how I just keep going, it's happening perfectly, and it's happening perfectly. And so when you find me on the phone instead of on the Skype line, and yet I know that everything's in divine order and that all is being revealed to me, and I'm understanding this on a broader, deeper, wonderful level. So it's like we can stay in that joy and celebration, and everything does work out, doesn't it?
It's so true, and we really need to understand, I think, and you have taught me this too, that there is this magnetic quality of the universe that amplifies where we are, and I think that's why, you know, when we go to being critical or complaining or when we go to that place of judgment, it just feels so bad. And also, it feels like when you join in a conversation of criticism or judgment and you're kind of on the opposite end of appreciation, that really you begin to have more experiences and more thoughts that, again, magnify the critical life, the criticisms, that then you turn around and not living the life that you want to live. You've actually left Eden, and it feels like Eden is not even possible, you know?
I do know that, yeah. It seems like you just will enter into like a dark tunnel.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is you can just at any moment reach up, turn on the light, and be back in the sunlight. It's just that we get a little confused when we're in that dark tunnel, that we're kind of, we have a like a, we believe a lie that we are actually in the dark tunnel. But we actually aren't in the dark tunnel. The minute we just awaken to our essence, our light, our love, our gratitude, our space, you know, our divine space, we're right back in our divine space. I've been answering these questions for people. Sometimes they are saying, well, they're comparing energy vibrations. You know, this David Hawkins Power versus Force has all these different energy vibrations that people are at. And my theory is that people and things are probably, we all come in equipped to be the thousand, the Buddha, the Jesus space. And yet we're actually giving ourselves an opportunity to grow on a spiritual level each step of the way. And so we come in at whatever vibration that is. you know, 300 or 400 or 500 or whatever that is, so that we can move up. But my theory is we come equipped all to be at 1,000, all to have 10 golden rings or 10 halos over our head. And as we clear away our illusions, as we clear away our false beliefs, as we clear away the imaginary negatives, we become more and more that presence of light and divinity, which is already there for us, that we already are there. We just believe to a certain extent that we're in this lower energy vibration. Does that make sense?
Oh, so clear. And what I really got, the image that I got was, it's just a flip of a switch. It's not, oh, I've got to crawl out for years and years and years out of this thing I've created. It really is a conscious flip of the switch, because as you say, we come equipped. It is our nature to be high vibrating beings. It's really how we're built. So it's only the dropping of the veil that there is darkness, the dropping of the veil that there is that need to be in the lower vibration that immediately pops us up to the remembering of who we are. And I like that, because the energy is moving so fast now that to spend any time in the darker place, it feels almost worse than it did maybe a few years ago.
Well, honey, that's because you've been spending a lot of time in the light. So if you have a little blip in the darkness, it's like, ugh. Ooh, I'm sitting in rotten eggs here. Let me out of here.
I used to be able to tolerate that, but not anymore.
No, not anymore. And that's, you know, that's also an acknowledgement of your taking your spiritual steps the last few years, and how, you know, you've gotten very comfortable living in gratitude and the light. You've set yourself at a really high vibration to enjoy the Garden of Eden. So when those little blips come down and you drop into a false belief for a moment or two, it's like, yep, get me out of here. And you know better. You know that you can get right back into that beautiful space. You know better now.
And once you know an illusion, you can't go there twice. I mean, once you get the feeling and knowing that that flip of the switch is really your decision and appreciation, is such a fabulous place to hang out. It's a creative field. I love that when I practice appreciations, I find I get these promptings, and I love that word, I get these promptings to appreciate even more people, places, things, circumstance. I especially love the practice of daily appreciating people in my life, you know, not just on their birthday, you know, but to really, I kind of like these surprise appreciation action. And what I mean by that is I love to surprise people with my appreciation in some way, shape, or form. And I'm always looking and searching and finding ways that I can pop in and appreciate someone, again, completely out of the blue, but just to love them from that place of knowing who they really are, because I can get a clean, clear perspective of the love that they are. And one way that, you know, that we have talked about, and Julie and I are, Julie Renee and I are both card senders. We love to send cards. And I know it's kind of a lost art form in the vast world of emailing, but I so enjoy, you know, taking that moment and sending something in the mail, knowing that there is this opportunity to appreciate them from the moment the card is released until they receive it, and then it goes into their vibration, and I get excited about their knowing they're going to get it. Tell me about, I know I've gotten wonderful cards from you. What is that practice for you?
Well, I want to tell you that just on the, you know, the daily living of life, that I have a policy of sending out 10 cards a week. I don't always make that, but it's my policy to send out 10 cards a week with some appreciation, some like, I just love you, I'm thinking about you, I care about you, you're wonderful. On a deeper level, quite a few years ago, I heard a talk on writing love letters to your family members, and especially the senior family members. And I have a very special story I want to share with you, which is my grandmother, who was very old and feeling quite kind of, you know, like forgotten. she was feeling forgotten, and she was in Minnesota, and I would call her every couple weeks and have a nice chat with her. She said I was her best granddaughter, and she had like 56 grandchildren. So,
wow.
She just wasn't getting a lot of attention, and she's quite shy. She doesn't talk a lot when you're around her, so you have to kind of be the spark for her, and then she just enjoys your company. And after I heard this talk about, you know, tell the people in your life that you love them and really remind them of the stories of who they were to you. And for Grandma, who was in her 90s at the time, I wrote her a handwritten love letter that was a long letter telling her about how wonderful it was to have her as my grandmother in my childhood. And I really elaborated on stories about the old farm in Robbinsdale, Minnesota, and running down to the train tracks and the food that she cooked and peering at her as she worked away in the kitchen with all huge family gatherings that she did. And I went on and on about how wonderful she was. And she truly was wonderful. And then I rewrote it on some beautiful cardstock and folded it up. I bought an envelope that was made in India that had little jewels all over it, and wrapped it up in a special package for her and mailed it off to her. And she was so ecstatic about the card. And she was so happy for months on end that each of my aunts and uncles, I come from a very big family, they each called me and said, I have to thank you. You did something for Grandma no one could do. You made her happy. And she had been missing my grandpa for so many years, and that letter just really acknowledging her, telling her that she was loved and important, just got deeply into her heart, and she began to just live with a lighter, happier nature. And I heard about it from each of my aunts and uncles who called me privately and just said how much it meant to them and how much it meant to her that she had finally gotten some happiness again in this old age of hers. And it really just brought so much light in. I think we have family members and our brothers and sisters and children. Maybe not all of them are living in the light every moment. And what we can do for them, how we can re-show them, re-shine to them their goodness to us, can really add such a level of joy and light into their lives.
I love that story, and it brings tears to my eyes because, you know, we all so want to be validated, you know. Mm-hmm. It's that energy of appreciation that validates our existence with one another, and it is so satisfying to the soul, because sometimes the soul, the thoughts can be that I'm not seen, that I'm not special, that I'm not validated, and it's such the opposite when we come from the level of appreciation and the eyes of Source. And you know, I just think it's so important that we slow down a bit and take time, as you've said, during your day and week to step into this appreciation of those in our lives and really use it not only for our own good, but to connect with others and spread that, you know, that ability to uplift. You know, we truly, truly have the ability to uplift one another when we take the time. And I love cards and letters and unexpected gifts. You know, just something outside of the holiday, birthday kind of frenzy that we associate with, you know, speaking to one another or appreciating one another. I love the in-between times where it's unexpected and yet so ready to be received. And I think Spirit prompts us in our daily lives, if we're connected in, if we're in the vortex, if we're really taking a moment to be internally focused, prompts us to reach out to people at specific times and places because, of course, Source Energy knows everyone, right? They've got everyone's phone number. They know where we need to connect.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had a story recently where I got a prompting to connect to someone who I don't connect to very often, kind of a friend, more of an acquaintance friend, but I just got her image in my mind and a clear kind of prompting to send her something. And I use send out cards, which I think is the most miraculous thing since since the internet. Sendoutcards.com is a website where you can create cards personally, put your own touches, put all of the images that you want, personal images. They even create a font for your handwriting. Hello. They create a font for your handwriting. And so you can send out a card in just a matter of minutes, and it actually mails it to that person from you. And I sat down and I created this card. And again, I was prompted by Spirit what card to choose. They have thousands to choose from. What to say. And I sent it. A couple of weeks later, she came to me in tears. I have to take a breath. She just was so blown away because what I had said was exactly what she needed to hear. And I didn't even know what was going on in her life. It turned out she was in this great crossroads. She was in this great crossroads, and the image I had chosen for the card was this crossroads. You know, and then it was an encouraging message about knowing that no matter which road you choose, Spirit is always, you know, there for you. And I tell you, Julie, I was so moved by that, and I thought, that's how I want to live, you know.
Which is really amazing. I have to acknowledge you, too, because you really listened to your inner voice. You sent me a beautiful card the week of my birthday without knowing that it was the week of my birthday. And it was this beautiful, really personalized card, you know, where you even quoted me, and you, like, it was just such perfect timing. I just assumed it was a birthday card, and then when I spoke to you later, you didn't have my, I was wondering how you had my birthday information, you know. It was just remarkable that it was like came the week of my birthday, and it was just perfect. It was wonderful.
I love being guided, and I think all of us crave to be guided by a larger knowing because it's so satisfying. And I do want to give a plug for Send Out Cards for anybody who is interested in getting into this art of appreciation, and it really is an art form when you get into these tools. If you go to sendoutcards.com/attraction, that's actually our own website that's set up for Send Out Cards, where you can send one card or many cards. And I really encourage people to get into this energy, because it's not only about uplifting others, which is so grand, but when I am in that level of appreciation, whether I'm sending a card or writing a letter or going to get a gift for someone outside of, you know, ordinary times to do that, I am actually feeling so good that it changes my whole day. It sets a tone for my day that I know then trips me into more prosperity and more capacity. And again, that website is www.sendoutcards.com/attraction, the word attraction. And it trips me into this prosperity mode too. And what do you know, Julie, about this energy of appreciation and prosperity? I mean, how do you see energetically the flow of money and abundance and things, and this energy of appreciation kind of dovetailing?
Got me thinking about a bunch of different things. One of the things that's coming to mind is appreciation and love are really one and the same, aren't they?
Thank you.
Appreciation and love are just one and the same. They're just the outer expression of the, like, love is the vibration, and then appreciation is the expression. So we've got a vibration and an expression. So then when we fall in love with everyone around us and everything around us, then we, of course, are naturally drawn to want to express that. And that's what appreciation is. Appreciation is the expression of love. It's the outer, it's the action of love. So it's love in action. So when we're taking that love in action, and I was actually thinking about one thing that I wanted to suggest. As people listen to you, Ray, and they understand that you have like a plug in with, you're connected in with the divine in this way where you get the hits to what to do and when to send, I'd like to suggest to people, if you don't have that natural inclination yet, one of the ways to develop that is to write little notes to yourself when you notice, Julie Renee collects crystals, and she really loves to talk about love. And, you know, you make a couple little notes about the people in your life and what their favorite things are or what they love. And those are the ways that you can begin to acknowledge them, you know, like what that means to you. You have to begin to just open your heart and fall in love with everyone. Oh. And then the door opens. And the cool thing is that people open their hearts and they fall in love back with you. So it's not a one way like, oh, I'm going to have to make this research project and figure out all of my family members and what makes them special, which is actually a really, really fun research project, all of the loved ones, you know, your friends and family. You do want to find out what makes them special to you and acknowledge them. But when you open that door, the same thing comes back to you, and you get the goodies back, like your heart bursts when people know who you are and how wonderful you are. It expands everything in your life. Then you're feeling very grounded and very loved and supported, and you're really even more unstoppable when you have that outer love. I've said this, everywhere I look, my love is waiting for me. If you're already expressing your love to everyone, if you're already expressing your gratitude to everyone, everyone is already reflecting that back to you. And so it's this wonderful synergy that just really, it's like a wonderful explosion of love and happiness and celebration and bliss.
Wow. This is why I hang out with you. Oh, that, you're right. It is the energy of love. It is, that's why it's so closely weaved in with the divine. And, oh, Julie, to fall in love with oneself is truly the gateway to fall in love with life, isn't it? And
yeah,
there are ways that we can, you know, truly find ways to love ourselves more clearly. And I think what's interesting is that the action of appreciation can trip us into people loving us back, which can be a prompt to remember our own worth. You know, it's funny how we're all in this together.
I do know, as you know, I've been navigating a corporate world and, you know, really been in there with the best of them. You know, when I bring my, and I'll just describe it as my feminine self, but my loving self, to appreciate everything and everyone, it's amazing how doors just keep flying open and people say, oh, I'm moved to launch you into, you know, this world or that world, or the GoDaddy people are like, wow, you're so wonderful. You know, and it's just that you don't come with the edge of irritation or annoyance. You come with the attitude immediately in whatever interaction of, I appreciate you. Thank you for being here to help me, or thank you for being here to have this conversation with me. That attitude of gratitude in every area of your life will open every door. Everything that you want opened will be opened. And if you're in a stuck place, you know, we come in these human bodies, and it's a little bit off the subject of cards, but I think it's really important to say, we come in with a whole bunch of things that we get an opportunity to grow with. And even I, of course, I'm always like getting these wonderful opportunities to grow my DNA, my family heritage, my own personal history gives me many opportunities to grow. And when you stay in gratitude, you get to grow very quickly. You get to leave behind whatever might have been challenging or chaotic. If you can just stay in that presence of, all is right with the world, and I'm so happy to have this day in the Garden of Eden.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And the appreciation truly knows no boundaries. You know, that love energy, you know, sometimes we can take our lives and put it into pie. You know, here's my family pie where it's okay to be loving. Here's my corporate pie where I have to have, you know, stiff upper lip and be really difficult and strong and edgy. I think what's interesting is that the energy of appreciation in the corporate world and in the business world is truly a philosophy of abundance. It's a philosophy of successful businesses. You rarely see any successful business not having the energy of truly wanting to help support the customer, to be of service
Absolutely.
To the customer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think even to take it a step further, and I think the cards certainly allow that, is to bring a sense of playfulness and joy back into whatever workspace you're in. You know, so in addition, I mean, people really, you've got to think about these technicians who are answering phones all day long, and they've got to keep themselves in kind of a friendly mood regardless of how irritated or annoyed people are. And if you bring in first an attitude of gratitude, a willingness to resolve things quickly, and you really create a landing strip for them to go quickly in and help you resolve things, but you also make their day better. I know when I was thinking about social networking back a few years ago, Bea Fields, who does the Blogging Maniac course, she had said, you know, I just want you all, before you start social networking, to think about what your reason for being there is. And I, you know, there's so much junk on the social networking. She was saying, just really make an intention or a decision about what you're going to do with social networking. And I think you need to do this in all areas of your life, but I point this out because in social networking, from that moment I started, it was always meant to be a contribution and an inspiration to people. And
Absolutely.
I think that's how every interaction becomes. You know, whether you're making a phone call, you're doing social networking, you're interacting with family members, with friends, with business people. What is your intention? Before the resolving a problem or working out or whatever, who are you in the world and how are you playing? And are you intentional of being a contribution to each and every person every time you interact with them?
I love that, and I wanted to actually explore that further. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, let's get more into the power of appreciation in our business, in our corporations, in our daily work lives, and in our sort of our desire life for financial prosperity. And then I want to delve into the power of appreciation in your body. We have an expert on what's going on in your cells on the line with me today. I'm speaking with Reverend Julie Renee, and we will be right back after the break. Stay tuned. Welcome back from the break. You're listening to Everyday Attraction. My name is Ray Zander, and on this show every week, as you know, we explore deeper and more detailed the understanding of law of attraction, and specifically today we're talking about the energy, the vibration of appreciation. And we have with us what I consider an expert in the field of understanding energy and vibration work, Reverend Julie Renee. And again, her website, and I cannot recommend enough that you connect with her. She has lots of classes and lots of opportunities for you to know what she knows, and she is a teacher of teachers. Her website, again, is www.julierenee.com. Welcome back, Julie.
Thank you so much, Ray. It's such a pleasure to be here. We're having so much fun. Yay!
So fun. I wanted to pick up what you so beautifully introduced before the break, this idea of doors opening, you know, when we appreciate people, from a minor service call to, you know, interacting with the top-level CEOs. That this energy of really, and we're not talking about flowery, you know, kissing, you know what. We're talking about truly coming from a place of knowing who they are and knowing the potential of who they are, even though they may or may not be showing you in the moment who they truly are. Julie, what do you do? I mean, do you prepare before you go in and meet with, you know, powerful people, quote unquote, in the corporate world to get your energy appreciation mojo going, or what do you do?
Oh, that's so sweet. No, it just sort of come in natural. But I've had the joy and pleasure of being with some big, big heavy hitters. I've actually just, it actually is really quite natural for me to be kind of bouncy and bubbly and, pretty happy right to begin with. So It does come pretty easily to me. I think one of the things you have to know is that people really do, they do get who you are, that you're playing with a, you know, like myself, I play with some pretty big pictures. And they also appreciate the joyfulness. And, you know, when I think in the corporate world, there's so much kind of serious and plotting and we've got to get through this and we've got to sort this out. And what I've realized is one of my secret weapons is to be playful and appreciative and really bring in an attitude of joy and celebration. So it really works very, very well and gets me remembered by some of the big guys in the corporate world. They don't forget a gal who's perky and bubbly and happy.
It is a different type of light that mostly shines in some of those boardrooms, and I think it goes a lot farther than we sometimes recognize. Just the opportunity to have an impact energetically with people who probably interact with hundreds of people on a weekly basis, just being able to be at a level playing field. Because I think if you live in the realm of appreciation, you also live in the realm of self-appreciation. You know who you are. You know what you bring. You don't come in as a lesser than, because you know it's all God, and you know that they're playing on the same energetic field that you are, with access to all the tools that you have access to. And I think that that's what makes an impression, is that knowing and appreciation of self that allows you to kind of, you know, really interact with people no matter their social status in a very powerful and way that they remember you. Because so often I think we hide our light, we play ourselves down, we look to others who have attained external success and think that they know more than we do. And that is an energy that is not very creative, and also it's forgettable.
Yeah.
No.
It's entirely forgettable, and we should forget it right away. I mean, who we are radiant beings of light. We are the reflection of the divine. We are the divine. I mean, we come with all of this miraculous energy. Like I said, we come fully equipped to experience our divine nature. Jesus said, whatever I do, you will do also. And greater than these things that I do, you will do. And he acknowledged that we all come equipped in our divine bodies. We all come equipped to create miracles, to live in that constant state of love, that constant state of union with the divine. And we were talking about, and you had mentioned that we would be talking about the cells of the body and what happens when we stay in that light. And, you know, one of the homework assignments for each of my healing clients as they come in to have miraculous healings, and I have people who are just, you know, a few days from death come in, and if they can hold that bright space and that space of possibility, but also their assignment is to stay in happiness. And if they can't stay in happiness, to just not be a complaint while I'm doing the healings for them. Because the space of miraculous healing comes from the space of possibility. The space of joy and love expand that miraculous healing. So when somebody's actually giggling, the healing happens 10 times faster. When somebody's, you know, kind of just quiet, it's good. There's no resistance. But the giggling, the happiness, the laughter, the chat. A lot of people wonder, why do I just chat about nothing when I'm doing healings on people? I'll just talk about this and that and the other thing. Is to keep that energy vibe really high. Keep them focused not on what they're worried about, but on what's new and fun. And we just talk about things that don't have anything to do with the body while I'm doing healings on people, so that I keep them off of their worry.
You know, I think that's so important to talk about our cellular nature and who we are as this kind of community of cells. Recently, my teachers, Abraham, have been talking about the fact that we are 50 to 80 trillion cells, and each one of those cells has a consciousness. And each one of those cells can either receive its full energy or can block it based on our resistance. And this idea of having 50 trillion beings, making up who I am walking around on the planet is kind of a different way of understanding this importance of appreciation, because to turn in that appreciation and let each cell fire on its full potential seems to me the key to staying healthy in these bodies even though time passes.
Yeah. I'd like to expand on that, and I just love that they've articulated it that way. Each and every cell has light in it or not. So light like the light of God. The light of God is in each cell. So like we as a human entity have the light of spirit in our body. And our spirit, when we're resting, our spirit is free to come and go from the body. When we're meditating, we may sit in the center of the head, or we may go out on the astral. The spirit is held by the soul, which is the container for the spirit. But our cells, our cellular body, each cell has a kind of mini spirit unto itself. Light, the light of God in each cell. And so when we see a body that has an experience of disharmony in it, maybe an illness playing out, we're going to see the light off in the cells that are undergoing the disharmony. And so one of the things that I do is I rebuild the cell, starting with the nucleus, the absorption organelle, the elimination organelle, and the DNA strand. And then I infuse the light of God back into the cell. So we want that light of God in every cell of our body that allows us to be in perfect health. And so at any given time, the light may be going off in some cells. Of course, we have cells that we shed and we grow new cells. But the light of the cell is vital for the health of the body. And there is no reason that a person, even an aging person, can't have the light of the cell on in every cell. I recently worked with a man who had pancreatic cancer, and he was in his 80s. And he came to me and he said, I don't imagine that I'm going to heal. I've had a long life, and I don't necessarily want to live any longer. But what would be my dream come true would be to feel good right up until the time I go. Really like enjoy my life, to go out, to go to the gym, to walk, to go to parties. And that was his request. And he came, his partner brought him over every week. We put him on the sofa, wrapped him up in blankets and warm packs. And he had five organs that were affected by the illness. And what my job was to really reinfuse him with light. And really within a matter of 2 weeks, he had gone from this frail gentleman who, you know, couldn't really stand up on his own to this vibrant being, and unrecognizable, really. They had taken a picture of him 2 weeks before and then gotten another picture of him. He looked like his younger 60s self. And we did infuse the light in all the cells of the body, and he went to the gym, and he hiked around the neighborhood, and he went to parties, and he laughed, and he was happy, and he really had another 6 months of being happy. And then, on just the perfect day, he fell asleep and left his body, and
wow.
it was his perfect way to live the rest of his life. He was very conscious. He was very present. He passed with his partner who had been his former wife, and they'd lived together for years. He passed with her right there with him at his side. And he had really enjoyed every moment from the time he was diagnosed and had come to see me to the time he passed. He's just like by bringing the light into all the cells, he was able to just fully live in his body.
I truly believe with all my heart that that's the way we intended to do this, to be happy, healthy, happy, healthy, happy, healthy, dead. you know? And even not even yeah. dead, just transitioned. And as we are hearing so clearly, and as we all know, we are mostly non-physical, and so we simply go back to the greater knowing. So there isn't even a dead, there's a transition. But to have that transition, I think we've really sold ourselves a false premise that it has to be with tubes up the nose and difficult and tragic and then painful, you know? And as you say, each cell is its own consciousness, is the divine, the light of divine. It is that allowing. It sounds like what you were helping this person do was to allow their light to be fully present so that this transition could be their dream come true, that it didn't have to be difficult.
Yes, that's true. And I have to say that, you know, with I do the miraculous healing, so there's lots of people who have come in with terminal illness, and we've just turned it around and brought them back into their bodies, and that's what they've wanted. The light of the cell is going to be important for both situations and for even people who are experiencing some level of illness or there's another word I'm looking for, but less than ideal situations. And that our pain body, God did not mean for us to live in a pain body, a body filled with pain. And so pain, which is a different mechanism, but definitely has to do with bringing the light in and bringing brighter colors into the body. We are not meant to live in our pain body. But a lot of times people and myself get involved with the survival part of things, and we work on the miraculous part of surviving, and we forget to take out the pain body pictures. And so I, for many years, had survived multiple cancers and 17 surgeries and years in the hospital on IVs and oxygen. And I had survived, and I'd proved all the doctors wrong, and yet I was living in a pain body. And I realized one day, 5 years ago, that God didn't mean for me to live in my pain body. And I went to my garden, and I began to meditate and chant and pray and really work on rebuilding the structure of my body. And within 2 weeks, there wasn't any pain in my body, that I had just forgotten for a while that God had actually meant for me to thrive, not to just survive. And that I want to challenge all the people who are listening that there's more. There's more than what you think. I mean, sometimes we're just not generous with our thoughts to think that we deserve to live in the real Garden of Eden. The real Garden of Eden isn't surviving. It's thriving. It's fully self-expressed to our best imaginings.
And it seems to me what you're talking about is remembering that, again, we have that choice. Just as we were talking earlier about remembering to choose appreciation and then allowing the world to reflect that, to choose the light and to release the pain body, I know that that's more of a complex process than we probably have time to go into on this show, but I really want to encourage anyone who is excited about that idea of learning to release the pain body, get in touch with Julie Renee and take an opportunity to take one of her classes and really get into the mechanics of what she's talking about. Again, her website is www.julierenee.com. And before we go to the next break, Julie, I wanted if you could define a little bit about the work you're doing around this concept of regenerating cells and regeneration of the body as a sort of practice that you find very run-of-the-mill. Where the world around us find it miraculous.
thanks for that. That's a great question. I was born with a gift of miraculous healing. A palm reader said, "Oh my God, you've got the line of Jesus in your hand," you know. And so it has come really natural to me. However, the last 5 or 6 years, it's been really sped up. I think I said now. If not now, when? And I was just willing to be the recipient for the downloads from the divine. And so I've gotten a lot of direction, kind of like a brain surgeon, psychic surgeon, I've gotten the information on how to regenerate cells, glands, organs, and systems. And oftentimes the first thing, it's never the same with everyone, but oftentimes we first regenerate the spiritual body, and people think about the spiritual body as being the chakras and the aura, but there are so many other components, as we were talking about, the spiritual body, the light of each cell, the soul being the container of the spirit, being the light, the creative rings, which are over the top of the head, that in the old paintings used to be a halo, but are actually our creator God force. We have a spirit and body connection in the back of our head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. We have the kundalini, which runs up at the base of the spine and is a dual two strands of life force. That's a light green energy. We have life force itself. We have miracle energy. We have many chakras, which are called nadis. We have about 265 of those in the body. We have meridians. We have all kinds of spiritual mechanisms, of which I go through and clean up and turn back all of them, turn back everything on and in bright colors. After we've worked the spiritual body, we go into perhaps the brain or the physical body. The brain, we work with the five brains and just make sure that everything's in bright light and working. We can go deeper. I have worked with Alzheimer's clients and gotten them to be having much more access to current memories and being much more functional and much more in love with their life in the brain, re-establishing the function of the brain. The cellular body, the glandular body, we work on the endocrine system, the 11 glands and organs that create the endocrine system and all the hormones that float around in the body. So we're really working with all those chemical makers. So the brain does all the neurotransmitters and then we go into regenerating actually the cells, and we've talked a little bit about that already.
Awesome. Well, we, you know, it's so amazing the kind of intricacies that we're talking about and all the possibilities that, you know, are here for us as we turn within and remember our divine self. And I remember, too, that we really have this knowledge within us, but it is wonderful to come together with teachers like you, Julie, who remember who we are for us sometimes. And then that can be a contagious reawakening to remembering ourselves. So I just want to say thank you for joining us on Everyday Attraction. And we so appreciate your abilities to know the truth and appreciation for you. So full heart. Felt in this moment. Again, if you'd like to connect with Julie Renee, her website is www.julierenee.com. Thank you, my love. I look forward to coming together with you soon again and having you here in this time with us.
Thank you so much, Ray. Blessings to everyone.